The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters. It's Tone the Bone here from the Tony Curry Radio Studios. Super busy day today. I'm going to be doing a show with Mark Ingram, who is, of course, the UAB Athletic Director. It's called the UAB Director's Chair. We'll be doing that show a little bit later on this morning. We always talk about UAB sports, but we also talk about college sports. Of course, this is Trent Dilfer's first year. We got recruiting going on. We got basketball. We got everything that UAB's into. On top of that, though, we talk about classic rock. And today we're going to be getting into our top four guitar solos of all time with the athletic director from UAB. That show will air on Tony Curry Radio and on the TKR app a little bit later on this week. You can also find that, of course, on the Tony Curry Radio Podcast Network. Also going to be working with Stuart Rome from the Woodhouse Baseball. He does a wonderful show where we have music exercised inside every single show as well. So looking forward to that. Fixing to take off and go up to Fox 6. I want to thank Mike Dubberly, Janice Rogers, Jeremy, the producer up there at Fox 6. They're super cool. I love that television station. Do a lot of things with those fine folks. And I'll be on this morning around 9:30 talking about the tipping culture of what is going on in the United States of America right now. Man, the tipping culture has gotten out of control. If you're like me, you're going through a concession line where no one's servicing you. You're doing pretty much all the work. They're just putting the stuff on a plate and they're handing it to you. And then, of course, the first thing you get is, you're getting prompted with a question first. And that is, do you want to give 18%, 25% or more? I'm like, dude, what is going on? Even when you're at ball games now, we're being tipped. It used to be kind of a privilege. Like if you were a tipper and most people weren't tipping, you felt pretty good about yourself. Now, if you're not tipping, you're a schmuck. And I think I've got an idea of how this all started. And first of all, we are in a technological age now where we don't leave money on tables. It always felt better whenever I tipped, when I could leave a couple of dollars on a table because it felt like it was more, right? And now when we're just adding it to the bottom of a credit card line, it's almost like we don't miss it, but we do at the end of the month. The other thing I think is really interesting, and I think the tipping culture really took off after the pandemic. I've been working in the service industry. I did radio, and I've done radio for 40 years, but I also worked in restaurants and bars and worked as restaurants and bars probably 3-4 nights a week for 40 years. And so I always took care of my servers, and I knew it was important because that was a big part of where the revenue comes, mostly waiters and waitresses and servers. They're making like $210 an hour, $250 an hour, whatever it is. Most people wouldn't even go in and get their check at the end of the week because it was so small. They made their money from tips. And I always realized that, and I was always a good tipper. And because I was a good tipper for the most part, I knew a lot of the people I was working with. They gave me really, really good service, and hopefully they did it for you too. But the situation with COVID and the pandemic, the restaurant industry was absolutely annihilated, decimated. No one could work. If that was your cup of tea and you're working in the industry, and I had a lot of friends of mine that were waitresses and bartenders and barmaids and stuff, they got killed because they couldn't work. Places were closed and they were making no money. And then when they were open, of course, you had to keep 6 feet apart. You could only have your restaurant half full. It was very, very difficult if you were in that industry. And I think a lot of us, because we have big hearts, wanted to help and we wanted to give more. We saw a lot of celebrities leaving huge tips for waiters and waitresses because times were so tough. And that was a good thing that we did. But I do think now that it's over, that we're kind of being taken advantage of a little bit, and now we're expected to tip on everything. When you go to a place and they don't even give you the option of giving less than 15%, that's kind of ridiculous. I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of going old school, man. I'm going back to cash. I'm going back to cash because if you use your debit card, you have to tip, or you, at least you feel like you have to tip. If you're paying with cash, you don't always have to tip. You don't have that question. You don't have that prompt on the old credit card reader. So keep that in mind. The other thing I think is super interesting about tipping is our country is a very giving country. Yeah, we got issues. Yeah, we got problems. But we give in this country more than any other country in the world, period. We look after our own. We've seen it after natural disasters. We've seen it after terrorist attacks. We look after each other, right? And if you go and pull up a gratuity on Wikipedia, there is a color map of how the world tips, right? And it's like white is nothing, and then yellow and green and blue, and then red and dark red are the biggest tippers. In some parts of the world, if you tip, it's considered an insult. Wouldn't that be nice? But here in the United States, and mainly North America and Canada too, I got to give them some credit. We're the biggest, heaviest tippers in the world by far. Most countries, 5, 10, 15%. If you get 15%, you are like the 25 to 30% kind of guy. Here in the United States, man, our state and our country is just bright red. We love to tip. We love to take care of our own. It makes us feel good. But I do think we're getting taken advantage of. We're going to try to fit all that into about a 5 or 6 minute segment on Fox 6 on WBRC this morning at 9:30. Thank you so much to Fox 6. They do wonderful work, and I love being on their show. Joni Atkins-Kelly, good morning to you, Joni. So look for us on Fox 6 this morning, and of course, listen to all of our shows. Download that TKR app, Tony Curry Radio, TKR on Apple, Tony Curry Radio on Android, and you can listen to 24 hours of great classic rock and roll, and of course, we got 14 different shows. And then if you miss any of our shows, Tony Curry Radio Podcast. That's Curry with a K, K-U-R-R-E, Tony Curry Radio Podcast. We have over 1,000 shows up, everything from Damon Johnson, from Lynyrd Skynyrd, to Austin Hanks, Blues Almighty, works with Billy Gibbons, to Michael Coleman, the Montgomery Area Food Bank. We give back with non-for-profit shows. We got computer shows. We got pet shows with Dr. Rab Stewart, brought to you by Ed's Pet World. We have When in Rome. We have Students of the Game. Kip Kiefer, a very good friend of mine. We got the Kiefer and Curry Show, one of our favorite shows we do here on Tony Curry Radio and Need to Know. We got tons of shows, so check us all out at Tony Curry Radio Podcast. Just Google it, and you'll find all of our shows. Be looking for me on Fox 6. I actually took a shower and dressed up this morning. Nice. No sweatpants. Have a great day. Bless you.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.